To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's give away some Caps tickets, shall we? Now, if you go to the game, please don't get in any fights.
No verbal altercations.
Over soda with any of the concession workers. Just, let's treat them very well.
Just get the right receipt. That solves a lot.
Congrats to caller 10 at 800-636-1067. No look ladying anybody. You'll win two tickets to see the Washington Capitals Tuesday, October 21st against Seattle. The Kraken. Capitals will host Donate Life Night in partnership with MedStar Health. For tickets and the complete cap schedule, go to thefandc.com/contest, courtesy of the Washington Capitals. Look lady.
Look lady.
That's how you know Toby's angry. A look lady?
Appreciate the attitude, said Toby.
Wow. It is time for the Beltway Blitz. Let's get after it. I just saw Chelsea Janes yesterday in Milwaukee at American Family Field. And now she's probably in Los Angeles, and I'm in D.C. Airplanes are amazing. Chelsea, thank you for joining us on the Blitz. How are you?
I'm great. This is crazy. Yeah, good to talk to you from here.
Wild. It's like time travel or something. If you had enough time to travel, we can all time travel. How about what's going on in baseball? We've got two LCSs right now, and both of them are 2-0, starting to have a World Series matchup shape up here.
I know. Yeah, it's interesting. I normally think, you know, at least one series is sort of destined to be interesting, even if it starts this way. But I'm not so sure this year, just because, you know, the Blue Jays are going to have to go to Seattle. They've got Scherzer in game four, which I'm not sure is going to be, you know, he just hasn't looked great, honestly. So, yeah, I don't know. It looks like maybe two clunkers, but I'm hoping they get a little more interesting.
So all of a sudden it's like, oh, that's right. Starting pitching's important. Oh, yeah. right? That feels like the theme, doesn't it?
It sure does. That and contact, right? Like putting the ball in play. It's almost like, you know, the pendulum has swung all of a sudden. You know, who knows if that'll actually hold or anything. But yeah, starting pitching and putting the ball in play seem to be fairly important, amazingly enough.
The series we were at with the Dodgers taking a 2-0 lead, I love this Brewers team. I love how they're built. It's youthful and it's speed and it's defense and it's contact. But the Dodgers just feel inevitable, and they haven't even really hit or scored a bunch this postseason. Been all starting pitching and back-to-back outings now. 8 innings from Snell, complete game, 111-pitch outing last night from Yamamoto. I mean, they just look like they're inevitable.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, Ohtani's been terrible. You know, they haven't even had anything from him. You know, Betts and Freeman have had a little bit here and there. Freddie had a home run, but, like, it's not like those guys are popping off, and their bullpen's a mess. I mean, if they had to cover more than 3 outs the other night, they wouldn't have done it, but here they are, 2 wins from the World Series. They're 7-1 in the playoffs. I mean, they're really, really good. That bullpen is so bad that if Milwaukee could get into it a couple times, I think they'd be getting their heads. But man, yeah, they are really, really good. And they plan for this time of year, and it works.
Let's go localize it here for a second. The Nationals, who don't feel exactly close to a World Series berth just yet here at Chelsea, they're beginning to fill out that front office. Sounds like Devin Pearson is on his way. I mean, you know, the specifics of what he'll do and what we know at this point. Just kind of give me a macro impression as you've kind of been here covering the highest levels of the league. What are folks kind of talking about when it comes to the Nationals and what they're building?
Yeah, you know, I'd be curious if Grant has heard the same, but I think everyone's kind of like, yeah, that guy knows what he's doing, you know, or they don't really know him, but what they've heard is that Paul Toboni knows what he's doing, and then these guys he's bringing in make sense, and the people he's kept around in D.C. make sense. So it just seems like there is reason to believe this is moving in the right direction. Obviously, you know, you've got to kind of stop a train that was barreling down a track and then redirect it. So it's going to take a while. But yeah, I think the impressions are really good, and a lot of curiosity too about how he fills out the front office and where he goes in the dugout as well.
Chelsea, Jacob Young's a finalist for the Gold Glove again. Pete Crow Armstrong's a bigger name, a bigger star, and so that might mean he wins it. But Young's got a really good resume. Do you think he has any chance?
I would hope so, but, you know, I do think it does tend to go to the bigger name, and PCA obviously hit a little more. But, man, if those two catches at the end of the year in that Mets series aren't resume-building enough to at least get him a serious look, I don't know what else he's supposed to do because he's been spectacular.
In terms of manager, who are you anticipating? I mean, it's so hard. It's a wide net at this point. But what kind of person fits that role? Is it a guy that reads the spreadsheet and says, yes, sir? Or is it, you know, a storytelling Dusty Baker-style guy?
I don't think it's going to be a Dusty Baker type. I don't think that necessarily means it's a robot either. When I've asked people this question, the answer that I've gotten from a few people that work with Toboni in Boston is whoever it is going to be somebody he can go down there after a game and have a really candid conversation with where egos won't be in the way. Now, that's all nice to say, right? But that's from people who have worked with him. So I don't know who that is. I don't know who he trusts. I don't know if it's someone in the Red Sox system. I think we'll figure it out, but I don't expect it to be someone who's just pure robot. Yes, sir. Here's the spreadsheet.
Chelsea, enjoy the rest of the postseason coverage for the Post. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
See you, Chelsea.
Read Chelsea James' work in the Washington Post. Let's talk football. Let's talk to Ian Harditz, who does a great job covering the National Football League. And if you don't follow him on social, a lot of fun and some good fantasy takes as well. Fantasy football and betting content. For Fantasy Life. Ian, I want to start just kind of going around the league with you, a few big storylines. The New England Patriots are in first place. They've got the tiebreaker over the Bills. Drake May's fifth in MVP odds right now. He's playing his butt off. He's been amazing. What do you make of them?
Yeah, man, I was sitting there watching that win over the Bills, you know, 2 weeks ago, and I was like, my God, for the first time in 20-plus years, the Patriots are likable, you know, situation going on. I know the Patriots fans themselves are having fun, but for the rest of us, they're just watching Tom Brady, you know, stomp on our hearts week in and week out. So you said it, man, and just seeing Drake May do all this, still in an offense that isn't exactly amazing by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, they are dead last in EPA per rush. Yes, Stephon Diggs has given them a nice jolt. I still think we'd exactly be ranking their wide receivers as the top group. And again, kudos to Josh McDaniels, but we're also not exactly crowning him as one of the single brightest play caller in line. So Drake May deserves all of the credit he's getting, man. Hopefully they can keep the ship rolling here in this nice little revenge game that Mike Vrabel's got against the Titans.
Well, what about their division mates? About the Bills. To me, they look like a group that was playing with their food a little bit. They had another gear. They know they did. They were kind of sleepwalking even while they were 4-0. Now they've dropped a couple games, and it was like when they went to that reserve, there was nothing there. Are they missing a piece on offense? Like, what's going on there with the Bills?
It is one of those things where I don't want to be, you know, the hindsight doctor here, but I mean, maybe a little bit of a fraudulent 4-0 start. I mean, obviously had the brilliant comeback in week one against the Ravens, but Jets, Dolphins, and Saints after that, obviously weren't really testing them. So I think you're right, though, man. When you do lose pieces like Dalton Kincaid and Josh Palmer, that whole everyone eats mantra is a little bit harder to get by. So Keon Coleman, you know, still having a bit of trouble separating in year two, hasn't maybe stepped up the way they would like. Khalil Shakir, James Cook. I mean, I'm not saying they have no pieces out there, but as much as, again, those fans like to kind of peg some of the problems with the offensive past years on Stephon Diggs. I really am looking at that group and those big moments of game saying, who are they going to go with the football? Certainly haven't found a true alpha option yet this year.
Ian Harditz with us on Grant and Danny here on our Beltway Blitz. In the AFC South, two big-time surprises, 5-1 Indy, 4-2 Jacksonville. Who's been the bigger surprise?
I think it's been the Colts for me. I mean, we're talking about a team that literally leads the NFL in points. And Jacksonville, I feel like we were at least expecting a nice jump up, given the decision to take Travis Hunter at two, given the fact they added, you know, alleged wunderkind Liam Cohen to the squad and all that going on. So for me, with the Colts, you know, masterclass by Shane Steichen. If he's not the favorite for coach of the year, he should certainly be up there. And just, again, making life easy, pushing some of those easy buttons that we see in San Francisco, you know, previous versions of Miami, some of the league's better offenses. They are first in overall play action rate this year, and they also use pre-snap shift motion at a top 10 rate. So Jonathan Taylor on pace for 2,000-plus yards. We got honestly, it's almost a similar system to Buffalo, where there's not really one super alpha target, but between Tyler Warren, Michael Pittman, and then even Josh Downs, there's always somewhere good to go with the football. So I will say Daniel Jones, you know, his yards per attempt have decreased every single week. So I don't want to say he's turning back into a pumpkin or anything, but very, very excited for this matchup against the Chargers because, hey, they proved it in week two against the Broncos. Like, they haven't just been solely beating up on cupcakes, but this will be a really fun game to, I think, find out just how real the Colts are as legit contenders.
You have to wager the entire Harditz family fortune on who wins the NFC West at a betting window today. Who are you picking?
Man, I think I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams. I still think their ceiling on offense is just more reliable than anyone else out there. Credit to Sam Darnold and company. They've just incredibly surprised me. Even as a Columbus, Ohio native, I didn't know Jackson Smith and Jigba had this sort of ceiling in them. But, man, when I do look at that Rams team, Puka obviously missing a little bit of time, shouldn't be a season-long issue. So when you got Stafford's back holding up and him playing as well as he is with those two wide receivers, plus a defense led by Jared Verse, I still think McVay and company are the class of that division.
And it feels kind of like Kansas City got right. They've won 3 out of 4. Now they get the Raiders this coming week with Rashee Rice coming back from his suspension. Are they still flawed enough that the AFC West is open, or did Denver and LA not take enough advantage?
Nah, man, I think we're about to see the Chiefs, you know, kind of do their thing, which is at least make the AFC Championship, as they've done freaking every single year with Mahomes under center. So I will say one of the big improvements I've seen from them is also just getting the explosive plays back on offense. And this has been despite not having Xavier Worthy for a large chunk, and obviously Rashee Rice for these first 6 weeks. Really has been awesome seeing Tyquan Thornton reinvent himself, you know, in Kansas City after not getting much going on with New England. But the other part would be just this defense really starting to make life tough. I know we all saw, you know, Chris Jones not exactly putting in the best effort there at the end of that Jaguars game and everything, so it hasn't been lights out, but they have gone back to really disrupting, you know, some of these opposing offenses. There's a stat I really like called Havoc. It's just the percentage of plays where a defense hits a pressure, tackle for a loss, force fumble, interception, or a pass breakup, you know, pretty much anything that we would use to describe Havoc. And Chiefs this year are tied for 5th with the Texans, only trail the Falcons, Steelers, Buccaneers, and Broncos overall. So playmaking defense combined with an offense that should only be getting better. Really tough to say that the Chiefs, you know, shouldn't be the favorites to win the AFC at this point.
Ian, appreciate you, buddy. Good stuff.
Thanks, fellas. Happy Week 7.
See you, man. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. By God, that's Flakes' music. Johnny Cake Sawville of the Sports Junkies joins us to discuss the local 53. Cakesy, they're 3-3, 1-3 in the NFC. Simple question. Do they make the playoffs?
Ooh, it's going to take a lot of work. I don't want to straddle the fence here. If I had to guess right now, I'm going to say no. And I was very optimistic about this team before the season started. I think I had them with either 11 or 12 wins. So that's clearly not going to happen unless they go on some sort of heater here. And the next month is just, it's a murderer's row. Two games on the road at Dallas, at Kansas City, and then home to Seattle and Detroit. You guys let me know where the easy out is in the next month. If I had to guess today, I'm going to side with no.
How many wins do you see in that next month?
I think it'd be great if you could go 2-2 in the next month. If you can split in the next month, you've got a puncher's chance of getting a 9 or 10 win season.
Which
and probably grabbing
a
wild card spot.
Don't you think they should beat the Cowboys? They're going to be favorites. And then you're talking about just winning one of three. You know, the Chiefs game is hard. The Lions game is hard. Yep. The Seahawks game is hard.
There'll be dogs in all three,
but
probably.
To win, I don't think there'll be dogs against Seattle. I guess
you
it's
wouldn't
possible.
Think so? Man, maybe.
They might be. But, like, it's that one of those three you should be able to win, I feel like.
You should, but you brought up the Dallas game, Grant. Like, I'm not sure why the Commanders, I mean, as of this morning, they were 1.5-point favorites. Why? Why would you favor the Commanders at this point coming off that loss to the Bears? And we know they have to face the high-powered Dallas offense. Now, I know Dallas' defense stinks, too. Like, the Commanders should put up points against that team. If they don't, that's a real red flag. But I just don't understand why the Commanders are favored on a short week in a division road game. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Is there a fix for this defense?
I don't know. That's a great question. I did not expect DeAndre Swift to gouge the edges of the defense to the extent that he did in the game Monday night. You look and see what Swift had done leading up to that game. I think his high rushing-wise was in the mid-60s, and he goes well over 100 against the Commanders. really attacking the edges. Look, I'll give Ben Johnson credit. If you're going to attack that defensive line, are you going to try to slam the ball up against Javon Kinlaw and Payne, or are you going to go against the softer edges? They took advantage of it. I don't really have a solution as to how they're going to fix it. I think Dallas easily puts up 30 on this defense this weekend.
What do you make of the offense, the receiver position without Noah Brown now, went on IR after missing three games? Who's going to miss four more? Daniels, how he's playing compared to a year ago. How do you see that side of the ball?
Well, the wide receiver room, I'm sure you guys have noticed, is unmitigated disaster. Too strong of a term for it at this point. I mean, Terry is back practicing, but we don't know how effective he's going to be. Debo is limping around with a banged up heel. Like, he had been good up to this past game, but he was clearly limited in the most recent game. Noah Brown going to IR. They're so desperate, they're kicking the tires on Treylon Burks. Is that a real thing? Or is this a real thing that Treylon Burks is going to get a look-see from the Commanders? It's not very good in the wideout room. You got a fumbling problem with Bill, and I think he can turn that around. He's clearly the best running back they have in that room, and I don't think it's particularly close. But he can't put the ball on the carpet three straight games in the Dallas game and still have the confidence of the coaching staff.
Johnny Cakes, Allville, why don't they trust Ben Sinnott to catch passes or Luke McCaffrey to play more than 30 snaps or Jalen Lane just yet? What's going on there?
Danny, you have brought up my guy who has been in my crosshairs for many, many weeks and or months in Ben Sinnott. Look, if you're going to draft a guy who's going to do nothing but block, that's a tight end that you probably don't spend second-round draft capital on. I was under the impression that he would be the heir apparent to Zach Ertz and he would be brought along slowly. Not this slowly. I mean, he's a premier blocking tight end. They already have one of those in John Bates. So that's a huge question mark. And with the injuries and flux in the wideout room, you have to get McCaffrey and Jalen Lane more assimilated into the offense. And the time is now. I mean, they're starting to run out of games.
Cakes, he's being brought along very slowly.
I mean, incremental. Uphill like and a headwind slow.
Yeah, like super, super slow.
Like me if I was slower. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, like me and Jeeps running a marathon type slow. Like, it's like I might get it done, but it's going to be slow.
But not our first marathon. Like, right after we finished a marathon, then we started the next one. Like, that slow.
Yes. That level of slow, yes.
Kicks, you been playing pickle lately? You been pickling?
I pickled this past weekend, Danny. We need to get out and pickle it up, my friend, at some point.
I agree. The schedules are so conflicting. I'm pickling when you're working, and then I'm sure vice versa. But we will absolutely get that done. Let's meet back at the YOLO facility in Rock Vegas, not far from your domicile.
Let's do that. Let's bring your sweet Prince Toby Altizer. Let's bring Darius. Let's bring Jeeps. Make a big deal out of it.
We will do that.
Danny and Cakes versus the world. I love it.
Let's make it happen.
I love it.
Thank you, Cakes.
All right, boys.
Show pickleball event. Like is being put together. The Grant and Danny radio program versus the Junkies.
Casey can play a little bit, by the way. He's good.
I believe it.
Yeah.
He's a pickleball machine.
That's right.
EB plays pickleball too, right?
He did for a while. Now he's golfing. Like, he gave that up quick.
He is all gaff. Mm-hmm. No doubt. At 5 o'clock, we'll go around the NFL with what's real and what's fake through 6 weeks of football. Getting ready for week 7, kicking off tomorrow with an AFC North matchup. But next, I want to talk about Washington's pregame ritual this past week that they did, or pregame activation. Could it be a new ritual they do every single game? Is that the plan? We'll explain on G&D.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on The Fan. We've got you for another 2 hours, taking you up to 6:30. As a reminder, Friday, 2 days from now, a field trip Friday on a football Friday. We're out and about in Maryland.
The house the Riggleman built, caddies on Cordell. Cordell, this is my spot. I love it here. We were there a couple times last year. We were there for the Ovi record-setting goal, which was a blast. That place is a staple. It is awesome. Great bar. As good a sports bar as you're going to find, quite frankly. And the food is awesome. The vibes are great. I love Caddy's.
Great wings.
Yeah.
That place will always be important to me because we saw
Ovi's
record-breaking goal there. That was emotional. That was really cool to be with Caps fans, having a nice celebration that day. What is the reference when you keep saying Cordell like that?
It is from Hannibal, which is the third movie in the trilogy of Silence of the Lambs. It's kind of that... Gary Oldman's character.
Is that Anthony Hopkins?
Yes, very much so. He plays Hannibal Lecter.
I have not seen that.
They are fantastic movies. Now, they may be a little bit too scary for my pal Jeeps, because I know that's not your bag.
Yeah, but
it's more psychological thriller than it is like horror movie with jump scares and girls crawling out of televisions and on the ceiling and stuff.
Right.
It's less of that. But it's just really well done. Anthony Hopkins is so masterful and so good that it's worth the price of admission. The whole thing's, everything's really, really good at it. But in Hannibal, Gary Oldman's character was wronged but survived by Hannibal. And his entire existence is about getting Hannibal back. And his manservant, his butler, his majordomo, whatever, is named Cordell. And so there are great moments where he's like yelling at Cordell, yelling for Cordell. And the best, I'm not spoiling anything, he's in a bad way and he's yelling for Cordell and Cordell ain't coming. Oh, Cordell? Okay. Cordell? And he's pummeled.
I could tell, based on the accent, it's a movie of some type. Just couldn't place it.
Right.
But I know why I can't place it.
Because you've never seen it.
Because I haven't seen it.
Have you ever seen Silence of the Lambs?
That was my dad's movie, for sure.
It was a Best Picture winner. I mean, it's a 10.
Yeah. I don't think I have, honestly. Because it's not a movie I would have seen as a kid years and years ago.
Right. And I'm just... I know your wife doesn't love these kinds of flicks. So
it
wouldn't be a time you guys would sit down and watch it together. And it's football season, so this isn't going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah, maybe this could be a spring endeavor.
I'm telling you, that's an all-timer. It is a great film.
I want to. Every time it comes up, I go, how is that a thing? Definitely a hole in my game. But no, I have not, I don't think. I know a little bit about what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
Picture a scene or two here or there. But yeah, I just don't have much of a file. Do the Commanders have a new ritual, or did they one-off a pretty cool thing under the lights on Monday Night Football? So I was not there. So I have to admit this. I was obviously NLCS coverage, Brewers Dodgers. I've seen the videos, though, of Daryl Green taking what is, they called it a spear, some type of javelin-shaped bit, and he's like banging the ground with it over and over and over again. And then on one of the last bangs with very loud noises, fireworks go off and a light show ensues, and it's a cool little thing in the stadium. When I first saw it, I thought, wait, is this our version now of like the Panthers pounding the drum and the Chiefs doing their thing? You know, the Vikings every game have someone like blow into the big horn. Or it's like, arr, arr, and it like kicks off the night. Or Steph Curry's given the drumsticks in Charlotte, and they're like, keep pounding. Doom, doom, doom. Everyone's got one now. Everyone does a cool thing. Not the Commanders. We don't have anything like that to kick off the game. I think we should. So this was a third quarter thing. Actually, throw the mic at Reenie because I'm actually curious. I see Slash, he's in here, and he was at the game. So to my knowledge, this was a third quarter situation, and it was basically just the when they bring back a legend of the game and they do something to pump up the crowd in-game. That's what this was, right?
Yep. But, I mean, this was different than the legend of the game, which was somebody else. I can't even remember who it was on Monday night. This was just Darryl Green, the legend.
But don't they always have someone at that part of the game, like in a TV timeout, I feel like in the end zone, do something. Is it not the normal thing?
Well, that's usually in the first quarter, though.
Okay, so what was
when,
this?
When that legend. So this
just
being
a
night
light
game.
Show?
Yeah, because it was a night game. They did more. Remember the Atlanta Falcons Sunday night game? The pregame was like a 12, 13-minute series of video montages. And,
it was awesome.
And the crowd, it was incredible. And I was actually in the stands as they were doing that. And the electricity that night was something that I hadn't experienced since at least probably 2012 on that Sunday night where they clinched the division of the Cowboys.
My brother still talks about it because they did some really cool montage and video where Frankie Louvu basically was like, at the end of it, he goes, lights out. And then the whole stadium lights go down.
Yep.
And it's dark. And then they start doing some kind of like really cool light
yeah.
show.
So they didn't do, I don't think they did as much on Monday as they did that Sunday night late last December. But I do think to your point, like, I mean, if Florida State's going to have a horse run around on the field, if Ralphie the Stupid Buffalo is going to run around in the field and take craps all over the 50-yard line in Boulder, why don't we have something like that?
Well, take that back, because Ralphie's a saint, and you know it.
I mean, if Ugga the Bulldog?
Oh, I love Ugga the Bulldog.
I bet you
don't
know.
You
I know.
Dare say anything.
What Ugga are we on? Ugga like 27?
Ugga 19.
Yeah. I know.
But here's what I'm getting at. Why don't they do that exact thing? They got their thing now.
Yeah.
Their thing is the who gets the spear, and you like throw it like a javelin across, you know, throw it to midfield, let's say. Try not to take anybody out in the process.
You don't want to decapitate
anybody.
Now,
here's the bit. Reenie has to run across the field like Frogger, and everyone has javelins, all the former legends in the end zone across the goal line. And let's see if anyone can get Reenie with the javelin.
All the former players that I used to trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Kai Forbath.
And you got to run across the field and touch Jim Haslett's hand, and you're safe.
Yeah, right. Clinton Portis
Kai Forbath, Josh Wilson.
Clinton
All
Porter
those guys.
Says, you offered me tea. My favorite thing ever, when Russell did this like big sit-down interview at Clinton Portis's house for 106.7 The Fan. I don't remember. Was that the first time or the second or the third time he worked here? When was that?
That was the first time before I stabbed CK in the back.
All right, right before you stabbed our deodorantless boss.
Yeah,
right
I was going to say. Right if I only would have known, I would have brought him some deodorant.
Yeah, you could have stabbed him right in the armpit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was in the locker room, and I can't remember how this came up, but I went up to Clinton and Russell. I'm like, so this guy was just at your house doing an interview. He's like, yeah. I said, how was it? What was it? You know, what was it all about? What was it? And Clinton said something to the effect of, he was a very nice guest. You know, he goes, I offered him tea. And I still remember Clinton Portis saying that.
Like, just the way it just comes off so
I
funny.
I offered him tea.
Like, yeah, it's around the corner from my stripper pole, which is in the other room.
Right,
Earl Grey.
CP had some kind of house, man. I don't know if he still got it, but he had some kind of house. By the way, did you see how well they're running the ball at Delaware State under DeSean Jackson and Clinton Portis?
I have not.
Yeah, Clinton Portis is the running backs coach at Delaware State for DJX.
Yeah, we've had him on a couple times.
Yeah, they're running like 310 yards a game.
Good for CP.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Run up the yardage. But I guess what I want to get to on this is, shouldn't they just do that as their pregame ritual? Shouldn't they have one? And didn't they just accidentally find this one? Do that before kickoff.
You stumbled onto it. Yeah. I mean, the fact that there isn't anything, and I understand there not being anything because the rebrand was so clunky and awkward and terrible, and it was only after they were really good last year that they were kind of like, all right, I guess we're keeping it. It means something now. So there's no tradition with it. I mean, they're starting new ones wearing jerseys that have nothing to do with the past, nothing to do with anything that I grew up with, and we're just leaning into that now. So you're trying to find something that sort of sticks. And you may have just done that. You may have stumbled onto it.
Would you guys want something pregame like so many other teams have? And could this be the thing? If you're not familiar with what they did, you have Darryl Green out in the end zone, you'd get a different honoree, almost like a ceremonial first pitch. that comes each game. It could be somebody who's famous or somebody who's a musician or somebody who's an athlete in town or whatever. Someone that gets the fan base going, that they're on mic for a second, you know, they say, let's go. And, you know, whatever your symbolic activation is, that gets the game started, right? Whatever your slogan is. But in this case, you do the Daryl Green move. You just take the spear, you slam it in the end zone, the fireworks go off, and we kick off the football game. 800-636-1067 is the number, 800-636-1067. You want to hop in on G&D.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan.
But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Field, your 2025 Washington Commanders.
Wah, wah.
Why do you have to do wah, wah?
Because of the stupid name that I hate so much. Reminds me of Dan Snyder.
Move it along. Get over it a little bit.
Never.
What if you just got over it?
I would love to.
You wouldn't, actually.
I would. I'd love to.
You're not
to get
working
over it.
That hard at it.
Well, I'd love to be able to, but I'd be lying to myself.
Don't lie to yourself. Be true to yourself.
That's what I got to do.
Daryl Green, former Redskins great, Danny, slamming the spear in the end zone. Fireworks go off. At night, it was perfect. The visual is amazing. I think it's why it's gone viral.
Yeah.
But I saw that, and I thought it was pregame initially. Didn't realize it was third quarter, so someone would have to explain that part to me. But also, I thought, here it is. This is the thing I've been wanting. Every team in every sport is working their way toward having this, like, get the crowd into it, energizing moment. We saw it in Vegas during the Stanley Cup, where they do their big thing in that arena. I would say more places have this than not now. And if you don't, you're just behind the curve a little bit. You're behind the eight ball on this. There's no reason at a place like Northwest Stadium, where you're still trying to build the energy and get people into the game, to not have something, some kind of ritual. And I think you might have just accidentally stubbed your toe into this one. Just do this right before kickoff. It doesn't have to be nighttime. It doesn't have to be fireworks in the evening. It could be fireworks during the day or no fireworks. But you could kind of do this, and either the team runs out or, you know, we kick off the game right after. But you see it. Think about Mike Tirico, primetime, Monday Night Football. It's the moment for the stupid Chiefs at Arrowhead, or the Vikings doing the big horn with Cousins and his son ripping off their shirts.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a thing they should do. Let's go to the phones, though, see what people think. Nick's in Warrington. What's up, Nick?
Hey, guys. Love the show. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm kind of on Danny's side here, though. But, Grant, every team should have something, right? Every team should have something. But what relevance does a spear have to a commander, right? Like, rock the red, you know, the unleash the fury, electric for the Capitals. But maybe a cannon would be better instead of a spear. A little identity crisis here. But curious your thoughts.
Did a commander at one point in time use spears, like, long, long, long ago?
Oh, man.
I mean, are they doing a Native American thing with Daryl Green, the former Redskin? Is that what they're doing, is paying homage to their roots? That's kind of how I took it.
It's his point's right. I mean, if you're leaning into the new brand, that there's no commander association with that.
Well, what do you want him to do? Have a bayonet and just, like, jab into the
I have
the
no
air?
Idea what I want them to do. I know.
I'm asking rhetorically.
Yeah, I want that name to go away, but I know it's not. So I can keep having a temper tantrum where I can acknowledge it. But again, there's no great answer to that, because that question, I think, will certainly plague them. And that's the problem with this sort of halfway to tradition, halfway rebrand, halfway everything is... That's a logical question to me, by the way.
So I think having a former Redskins great down on the field, slamming a spear into the ground, and having a light show at night or fireworks go off and everyone get excited, I think is very, very cool. I don't know that anybody in the stadium was going, well, wait a second, what's that spear have to do with a commander? I think the guy that just called in is correct, for the record. He's right. When you really pick it apart, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know. Do commanders have spears? Probably not. Certainly not in any kind of modern era.
Right.
But I think we're kind of mistaking. If we're arguing about that tree in the forest, we're probably doing it wrong. It's just a cool looking thing.
No, it definitely is cool.
And you're like, also
I don't know what
to your roots.
I don't know what a drum has to do with the Panther either in Carolina.
Well,
they
so
just
their
sort of
slogan
do,
is keep pounding.
Which I understand.
You're pounding the drum.
Which I get, but you could play that game anywhere, right? But I guess. So to me, it's a way to a little call and response. It's a way to get the crowd moving. It's provocative.
Russell, what's up? Russell, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up, guys? What's up, Grant, Danny?
Hey, buddy.
How are you?
I'm grateful and thankful. You know, I'm kind of torn, you know, too, because being, you know, a diehard Redskin fan, born and raised, you know, and seeing Daryl come out with the spear, the throwback helmets with the, you know, the spears on them, you know, I think more than half this fan base is still, you know, wanting to call them the Redskins. I mean, because deep down, they're always going to be that to me. And if they didn't have such a damn good year last year, I finally broke down and bought a Commander jersey. And it was hard just because of, you know, the politics that have gotten involved. I mean, I'm torn, you know. But again, you can never go wrong with the way Josh Harris has opened up the building, welcoming back, you know, the alumni and everybody who, you know, bled burgundy and gold. And,
agreed.
You know, you can never go wrong
but
with
don't
the classic
you think
like,
that
like
the
Daryl.
Spear was trying to pay homage to the Redskin history?
I would say that there was, you know, some pun intended there, absolutely. I mean, of all people, classic Daryl, we think about his, you know, his play with the Redskins and, you know, a bear game at that. I mean, just... Absolutely. I think it was pants and homage, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, isn't that a good thing? Right? I mean, we're happy about that, right? Like, I feel like sometimes they can't win because the same people will say, don't remind me of the old thing, and also make sure
there's
you respect
no
the old thing.
Yeah, there's no winning.
So you can't have both. You can't get mad when they do something, and I'm not saying the caller was, but you hear this from callers a lot, and I know you're kind of torn on this sometimes, where it's like, stop reminding me of the Redskins. You just said something to the effect of, that has nothing to do with the Commanders. What about your brand? Well, you want them to do as many things as possible that are Redskins-centric to pay homage to that, too. So when they try to, then they get yelled at for that. Let's go to Jameson in Woodbridge. What's up?
Hey, thanks, Grant, for taking my call. I think we should definitely have it, definitely at the beginning of the game. It's just the third quarter when they did it. Everybody was hyped. Like, seeing Daryl Green there, especially me being a young guy, like, it's Daryl Green. It's like, you're shell-shocked. So I think it really did change the the whole third quarter going into it because everybody was kind of gloomy. And, yeah, I mean, they, and just them having
the
sphere.
Was it out of halftime like, or just at a TV timeout in the quarter?
I think it was it was right after the halftime show they had. Then he came on the field, lights went dark. So
that's awesome.
I mean, I think it was really cool with the sphere. I mean, when they were going to release the whole uniform, I think everybody was excited to get the fear of the spear. So I think having the spear really just gives that remembrance back to the Redskins. I mean, even during whenever we score a touchdown, everybody's singing hail to the Redskins every single time. So,
yeah, exactly.
I mean, everybody loves it.
No, they're leaning in a little bit because they know that I think it appeals to a major faction of the fan base. And there's almost nobody that's going to be bothered that's in that stadium and a part of this fan base by doing that. I don't know if there's something better, something that is more related to Commanders, something that would be more quote unquote on brand. I know that looked badass.
Yeah.
I know that I thought that was up there with anything that I've seen other teams do. I think it's better than banging a drum. That's got a really cool sound to it, and the whole stadium gets into it, obviously. It's right up there with the cool thing the Vikings do. I think that's every now and then something happens in this spontaneous way, this natural way, and you got to run with it. And I think bring that idea back, but don't do it at a halftime. Do it before kickoff. Like, that is now your
work
signature.
That into the pregame program. Would you want them to start it as soon as their next home game and just say, or roll it out next year? Like, hey, this is what we're doing from now
on. No, do it. Start it right now. I mean, there's no like official press release needed.
Yeah.
Who's your legend next game? I think they bring the legend out in like the third quarter for like a nice ovation. You could have that person do it, or you could even, you know, every Nats playoff game or Caps playoff game, they get someone in there to yell play ball or let's go Caps or whatever. You know, whoever's in charge of that, you know, what is Kevin Durant available? He's not right now, obviously, but I would do that. You know, Wale one night, or, you know, it could be a fan.
Grant Paulson.
That's right. Matt McConaughey, whoever it is. Like, somebody's got to be down on the field. And, yeah, maybe it's, you know, Ryan Zimmerman one game.
Yeah.
And then the next week is the Caps are there every time they're not playing. Like, Ovi could do it in the first time you do it. I think it'd be really, really cool. Is there something better, or would that work for you guys? 800-636-1067. We'll sprinkle in a couple of more on this. Also want to get to the NFL through 6 weeks, what's real and what's fake. We're taking you up to 6:30.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's your favorite sports talk show in the DMV, the Sports Junkies.
We're talking DC sports and having fun, chopping it up every day on the radio.
You can hear us every morning on 106.7 The Fan. But did you know our show is also a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, and every single highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
And whenever works for you.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Sports Junkies, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.